Well, as promised, joining us in our studio this afternoon, the president of Flin Flon Minor Hockey, Mr. Travis Rideout. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me yet again.
Hard to believe. What do we got, like a week left in August and it's all said and done?
Yeah, basically, eh? It seems like every time I come here for this, it seems to be the nicest day of the summer outside, and maybe we should be doing this more often, eh?
Well, hey, and you want to spread the love today, because there is a lot of stuff going on with Flin Flon Minor Hockey. Travis, the first thing I want to mention to you, because I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it yet, the new website. I know you launched it a couple months back, but boy, looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of one of those keeping up with the Joneses philosophies. The Thompson started theirs up, the Paw started theirs up. We feel that the big three, as you want to call it, Norman there, we had to keep up with the Joneses. And you know what? We've had nothing but positive response with this new site here. You got to keep up. It's a modern world, right? And technology's big, and social media is even bigger to get it out there to the masses. And what better way than a great looking website?
I guess the one question I have about the website: what advantages are there to going to this new format?
This new format, it's easier. It's easier to get around. You know, we had a simpler site the last couple of years, and those kudos to Cindy Pedwell there, and it was nice and everything. But we want to get a little more advanced with the possibility of running tournaments off it and leagues and stuff like that. And this also gives us another avenue of advertising as well. We can advertise right on the main page and stuff like that.
And if I'm not mistaken, is there not a running scoreboard during tournaments?
I don't know if we have that. We can have that option, but we will have places where you can go and look at the tournaments, and they'll have them updated regularly and stats and all that stuff. So, yeah, we're very excited about it.
Yeah, excellent. That's big news for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, minor hockey, what isn't happening? You know, you and I had a chance to talk before, while the song was still playing. You know, the Norman Wild female midget team is having their tryouts this weekend, but that's not the only big thing happening with girls hockey here in our community.
Yeah, no, we're offering a new program this year, Rob, to, you know, it seems to be a broken record. We talk about this every year, and Hockey Manitoba is really stressing the female program and stuff like that. So this year, and what we're finding is, especially at the younger ages, we're finding that the girls are maybe a little more intimidated to start hockey in the boys' program. So we're offering just a, similar to our hockey development program, where it's once a week. Mike Alexander is the female coordinator this year. This is his child. And, you know, you go out once a week for an hour and 15. It's $100 registration. You got to do your fundraising thing, but you know, and he'll just teach the simple basic drills and skills and everything, and hopefully they'll get comfortable with it, and you know, eventually get into the boys league.
I know you guys, the last few years, matter of fact, the last few times you've been in, female hockey's been one of the things that you guys have really been working on to get better here in the north.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, this weekend here coming up with the Norman Wild is a test to what's happening in our area there, and with Andre Murphy and the Paw. You know, he's been really spearheading this and everything, and it's, you know, we want to be competitive in that, and in order for that we need the numbers to be up. So that's kind of what this idea is here, to get the girls out there more.
Registration coming up this weekend, all part of the hockey school. That'll be Saturday morning?
No, Friday night, sorry. Mike's school isn't Saturday anymore. So
okay.
It's tomorrow night, 4 to 6. That's pre-registration. And then, you know, regular registration, we're a part of the Under One Roof that the Parks and Rec are doing this year. That's in September there. And so, yeah, pre-registration tomorrow. You can come out, register any same way you can every other time. Just be convenient there for anyone that's in the hockey school.
And another big topic, like we said, there's lots of stuff happening with minor hockey right now. A little bit of a different process if you want to try out for a rep team.
Yeah, this year what we're doing is we are going to do it all under one weekend, the end of September. It's going to be a Thursday, Saturday, Sunday type deal. And what you do is you're going to come out, you're going to do one tryout for the weekend, you know, four ice sessions. You're going to be evaluated by a panel of hockey minds that have no association with minor hockey at all, you know, whether they be former dads or former board members or something like that. And they'll evaluate the kids and help the coaches with their process and whatever else. And then at the end of the weekend, we're going to rank them. This is the AA team, this is the A team, and if numbers prevail. This is a B team. You're always going to be placed. There's going to be no cuts per se. You'll just be ranked according to three different teams. We're not taking it out of the coaches' hands. Coaches are still going to have their say because they're going to be running the practices and everything else. But it's good to have people off the ice. Maybe you miss something on the ice as a coach, right? I know it happened lots of times when I was coaching. You know, you don't see everything all at once, right?
So I guess the reason for doing this, is it just a matter of just because getting more, I know you want to get more people involved. Is it tough to leave it up to one person all the time? Is that kind of why you're doing this?
Well, yes and no. It is, but it isn't. I mean, these coaches are selected, right? They go through an interview process. So you have to have the faith in them. Yeah, thanks. But it just gives them a non-bias. Not saying that they're biased, but gives them a non-biased second opinion, if you
right,
want.
Right.
And on top of it, it's also a way. We're into an environment now with minor hockey where you kind of want to get away from the especially the younger ages. Kids don't want to get cut, right? So if we just say, you know what, here are three teams or two teams, you're going to be placed on one of them. You're going to have the opportunity to play rep hockey. They see come the end of it, oh, I'm on this team, as opposed to, oh, I didn't make that team, I'm on this team, right?
And let's face it, Travis, I think the big scheme along the whole line here is just giving kids a reason to play.
Absolutely, it is. It's one of those things that we've said again in broken record over and over. You know, the numbers, we need to keep the numbers as opposed to bringing more numbers in. Right, we might not have a midget program this year. The numbers just might not be there. It's going to be a decent bantam program,
which is good,
and that's because of the things that we've been kind of changing in the last few years here.
Anything else you want to discuss? Anything else we need to mention today?
Like I said, pre-registration tonight. Registration there with
all that tonight or tomorrow
roof, or tomorrow night. Sorry, at the Whitney Forum there, 4 to 6. We're really happy with the progress that we're making, and the board is, everyone's on board with it, and we're very happy with what we're doing, and I think we're making positive changes for the betterment of Flin Flon Minor Hockey.
And you can find out all the things we talked about on the new website right now at flinflonminorhockey.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful site.
Travis, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me again, Rob.